Hi friends, this is Matt, and this one is entitled Interiors and Exteriors. So, I spent hours the other day hanging pictures, and that is not even a bit of an exaggeration. We did not just move in. We've been here for years. We did not just paint. And yet, here we were, sorting through pictures ordered and developed years previous, dusting off frames, measuring and remeasuring, holding frame, hammer, nail, level, and pencil all simultaneously. Obviously with hands, lips, knees, and ear, right? It was as if we declared once again that yes, in fact, we do live here. My wife likes to snicker at me with my notepad, pencil, tape measure, and level. But this is serious work, right? What she could literally, if I would allow it, bang off in mere minutes will be conceptualized, planned out, eyeballed, measured, reevaluated, and probably readjusted in about an hour or so by myself. And so, dear listener, a couple of questions, asking for a friend. If your door is frequently open towards a room, do you measure from the open door to the far wall, or do you measure from wall to wall to find your midway point? Or let's say if you're hanging curtains on both the window and the closet is significantly lower than the window, do you hang the rod at the same level for both, or do you go the same distance from the top of each respective height? If you are creating a collage of photos, do you have equal spaces between all the frames? And then how is this even possible once you start introducing different sizes? What do you do with decorative items that have no rectangular shape? Perhaps these questions are the reasons that our walls have been bare for these years. There's a short story by Sherman Alexie that I ran across in university that came back to me this week. It was all about this couple that fought regularly, and their fights were epic. Screaming, shoving, hitting matches, and lamp throwing. Regularly, the protagonist or his girlfriend would throw a lamp against a wall and smash the bulb. And after each fight, they would pick up the lamp, replace the smashed bulb inside, until the next fight, and the next, and the next. A few paragraphs later, the couple just stopped replacing the bulbs. They lived and fought in darkness. Which has had me thinking about the ways we give up. Stop replacing bulbs. Accept that the next fight, the next lamp throwing, is just inevitable. And thinking about the years spent with empty walls and no curtains up. And that spot in the bathroom where I used the wrong paint and I never found the right one, and now we just have a mismatched section of paint. And the paint that's peeled off the handles in the kitchen. And the stair where the molding ripped off, and it's still off, hidden away in some closet for when I finally take it to the store to color match its replacement. Of course, these are all just aesthetics, right? They don't really matter. But what if they do? What if they're not just aesthetics? That's the discomforting assertion in the latest chapter in a book I've been reading. It's How to Be Here by Rob Bell. That our exteriors are a reflection of our interior. That as we are mindless and unfocused in ourselves, our houses and workspaces will be cluttered, neglected. And certainly, I've been busy. Certainly, I spend most days just trying to regain some semblance of balance from work. Certainly, trying to keep a clean floor with a large dog and three kids is like our own personal sand mandala ritual. And certainly I spend enough time in the evenings just packing lunches and cleaning dishes and wiping counters and handles, let alone repaint them. But still, when years have passed with empty walls and broken stairs and off-colored and worn-off paint, when years have gone by and you still haven't changed the bulb, you have to ask yourself why. The problem, of course, is that once you accept that exteriors are a reflection of your interior, it's easy to feel like you're left with this massive to-do list. Maybe you start on the exterior. Time to bring out the paints and repaint that wall. Time to bring out the long-neglected piece of stair molding to the store. But you are an integrated being. And if our exteriors are a reflection of our interiors, then it's not just the walls that need decoration, or the stairs that need repairing, or the bathroom wall that needs repainting. It's also the overflowing cutlery drawer, right? And that corner of the room downstairs that barely contains everything you don't know what to do with, and your desk covered in half-finished product and old textbooks, and that mug and whiskey glass that you didn't bring up from last time, and. When you really come to wrestle with the notion that your exteriors reflect your interiors, then you're left with the life work of organizing the chaos of your internal life. And if, hypothetically speaking, you find the prospect of hanging a mismatched collection of frames on a wall daunting, then organizing your interior life may make you want to lay down in the fetal position. That to-do list is crushing, and you may not even know where to start, hypothetically speaking. Okay, it's me. Maybe it's you, too. If it's you, uncurl from the fetal position in your mind. Here are some words of an affirmation. Again, I'll say it for myself, but it's here for you as well if you need it. You are an integrated person. We all arrive at this moment through different paths. Some of our interiors are more cluttered than others. So be it. This is your interior, and no one else's, except this moment. The cluttered chaos inside you is still your own, and the clutter is only one part of your interior. You are so much more than simply the parts you'd like to change. Except that a life's work may just take a lifetime. It might be enough, for now, to see this, to look at it soberly but without too much judgment. Maybe this awareness helps in the moment you feel pulled in 10,000 directions internally. There is no easy fix for the way we are, but it's still good. We can desire change without hating who we are in this present moment. There's work to do, certainly. Breathing, quieting your mind, affirming who you are, acknowledge that which we are thankful for as well as that which we want to improve. None of those things will hang pictures on the wall, or paint the bathroom, or fix the stair. But it might just eke out a little piece, clear away a small corner of our hectic and anxious thoughts. Set aside a bit of the clutter internally, even for just a little while. If our externals mirror our internals, it's as good a place as any to start. And maybe, just maybe, it frees you up to hang one more methodically placed picture on that wall. Well, that's it, guys. That was Interiors and Exteriors. The music at the beginning of the recording was A.A. Alto's Constructivism. Music at the very end of this recording by Kay Engal. Headway had a lot of fun searching out some Creative Commons Zero licensed music, and hope you enjoyed the recording. I will talk to you next time. Be well.